Hello guys, welcome to a new episode of the Pod Files. This is gonna be a solo episode. The reason why that happens is because I've been away for quite a few weeks and I was not able to record new interviews. However, there are a few interviews that will come up soon, so stay tuned. However, this episode is gonna be very interesting because we're going to talk about podcast names and how that can play positively or negatively when it comes to the visibility of your podcast, and not just that. This is gonna be really, really interesting. So I will suggest you listen till the end because you're gonna learn a lot. And no kidding, I've seen podcasts that have done this wrong and they weren't able to grow, and that's a shame because you invest so much money into your podcast, and if you do this little mistake, the entire work goes down the drain. So we don't want that to happen. And also, if you do this incorrectly, you could even get into legal issues, and I've heard some horror stories that I will tell you about in this episode, so stick around because you really don't want that to happen to you, especially since you invested so much money into your podcast and then you also grew your podcast to, let's say, 100,000 people listening to you. You don't want that to happen, and I'll make sure that I'll give you all the right information for you to avoid that. I'm not a legal expert, but I'll give you all the best practices to avoid that as much as possible. Now, what we're going to talk about today, obviously you know it from the title, learn about how to name a podcast correctly. Now, what are the downsides of naming a podcast incorrectly? One thing is that a bad name for a podcast can hinder visibility. You won't be able to show up in Apple Podcasts, in Spotify, in YouTube. People will have trouble finding you. And you want to make your podcast as easy as possible to find online. And the name of your podcast is one of the things that makes that possible. The second part, like I mentioned before, is the legality of your podcast name or any type of name. You need to ensure that you have the right to use it. And then also, you want to make sure that there's no competition on that name, and it's really easy for you to build your brand. There's free brand real estate for you to build on. And that's what we're also going to look into. And then the third one is that a podcast name is the core of your brand. So you don't want to miss on opportunities on increasing your company or your personal brand through the podcast name. Okay, now, first thing first, visibility issues. There are certain issues you're gonna get into if you don't name your podcast correctly, right? One of them is the visibility. For example, we need to make the distinction between a podcast name and a podcast title. The podcast name, it could be unique. It's something that you created and you came up with, and doesn't necessarily contain a keyword. That's fine. That's completely okay to have that. What I would advise is to, if you can, create a podcast name that contains the keyword itself. So for example, if you are into content marketing, you could say something like Content Marketing Unlocked. If you could come up with a name like that, it is more likely that that name will actually show up in Apple Podcasts. And then the podcast title is the title you put into the host, right? So for example, you sign up with SaaSPod and then you have a place there to put your podcast title, podcast name. We call it podcast name, podcast title. It doesn't matter what it is, but you could actually put there more than just your name, because many people forget that that is just a field to actually input data into. And you could have your podcast name in there plus something else that could give you more exposure. We can take as an example our podcast, The Pod Files, which is called The Pod Files, but later on I added a content marketing podcast in a creator economy world. And my goal with this title, with this tagline, is to rank on content marketing as a keyword and also creator economy world. If you want to find keywords for which you want to rank for, You could use a tool such as Ahrefs or SEMrush. Both of those are really, really good. I prefer Ahrefs because it's a little bit cheaper, but it's still very expensive nonetheless. But if you want, if you don't have the budget to work with Ahrefs, for example, you can use the Keyword Planner from Google, which also has some information about how popular certain keywords are and what people are searching online. The main goal here is to kind of like get an idea of the popularity of the term you're trying to rank for. What you're gonna find is that, for example, in Ahrefs, it will tell you like the keyword difficulty is like 60 or 70 or 80 out of 100, which basically makes it almost impossible for you to rank for those keywords with a website. So if you put these keywords into an article and you try to improve it as much as possible, because you don't have that authority that other websites have, you won't be able to compete against them. And because of that, you're gonna land up on, let's say, the 5th, 7th, 8th, or even worse than that, 20th page in Google, where nobody actually looks at. So it's not ideal. However, on Apple Podcasts, there's less competition. There is an internal search engine in Apple Podcasts, and we could call that podcast SEO. So if you go in there and you type in the search results, content marketing, it is very easy to make your podcast rank for that particular keyword, even though it would be extremely difficult to make your podcast rank on Google with that keyword, or any website for that matter. So it's really, really easy. And that's what I would do with the name of your podcast in order to make sure that you capitalize on the keywords. So make sure you choose the right name. And if you want to create an original name, you can add a tagline right after, and you're gonna see loads of podcasts do that because that's one way you can trick the algorithm in showing up your podcast for different search results. Another thing that I wanna add on that is make sure that if you do put like certain keywords in the title, you want to talk about this in your podcast, and also you want to mention those keywords in the description of the episodes, as well as the title of the episodes. And also if you could have a few of your friends, like some colleagues of yours, give you a few reviews on Apple Podcasts that have these keywords mentioned in them. So say something like, this is a great podcast about content marketing, or anything like that. And this will give you even more authority on Apple Podcasts and will push your podcast up. And that, as a result, will happen on Spotify and on other players as well, because all those search engines, they work quite similarly. So you don't need to do something different for Spotify, for example, other than what you do already on Apple. Another thing that I would like to talk about is the legality part of your name. So if you don't name your podcast correctly, you can get into legal issues. And something like that happened to a client of mine, where they named their podcast in a certain way. I won't say exactly what the name is because I don't want to disclose that information, but they had the name of the podcast, they ran 100 episodes, and then they got a letter from Disney, which told them, look, you cannot use this name, you need to change your name. And Disney is a huge company, it's a huge content company, you cannot battle with that. And since they got that letter, they had to change it. They even got a YouTube channel banned, which was quite a shame. And they came to me with their podcast name already figured out. They already launched the podcast, we just provided post-production services to them, but they never gave their name a second thought, and their podcast failed because of that, unfortunately. Now, you don't want that to happen to you. And what you wanna do is check, do some research on your podcast name. So for example, to check if a name you wanna use is trademarked by another company, you can use services such as the USPTO or the EUIPO or the UKIPO. Now, the first one is for the United States, the second one is for the European Union, and the third one, the latter one, is for the UK. These are just three regions you're gonna get covered on, and there's multiple regions. There's the Asia, there is the African continent as well. I didn't mention the Australian one. So at the end of the day, the more coverage you have, the more power you have as a brand in terms of owning a certain entity. What you wanna do is at least go on these three websites and check if your name is taken. by another company, because if it's taken, it's quite challenging to fight a battle with an established company, and I would not do it. Another thing you might want to check is if your name is registered in a specific class. So for example, one class could have, you know, could deal with construction, for example. And if you use your name in construction as well, then you won't be able to use it. However, if you use that for entertainment and it has nothing to do with construction, it's not confusing anyone because there are two different names and two different sectors, and you can use the same name in another class, right? So you could have a situation where somebody trademarked a name on multiple classes, but I'm not an expert. I'm not gonna tell you how this works exactly because it's an entire domain that is not covered by me. But just so you make your research, go online and have a look for trademarks and make sure that you don't infringe anybody's trademark. At least do the bare minimum research. And after that, you can start using the name. And then if you have the budget, what I would suggest is to at least buy your local trademark first. So for example, if you're in the UK, buy the trademark in the UK. It doesn't cost you more than £200, I guess. For larger areas like Europe, for example, I remember when I trademarked my own name, it costed me €800. So it really depends. So at the end of the day, do the bare minimum checks at least to make sure that you don't get into legal issues. One more thing you might want to check is if that podcast name has a domain available. And I would definitely opt for a .com domain. Do not buy a .co.uk domain. Do not buy a local domain, because these will actually rank locally more than globally. And most of the time, nowadays at least, we build businesses that are global, especially if you want to serve people in different parts of the world. And you don't want to put yourself into a corner. And a .com domain is not more expensive than a .co.uk domain, for example. At least it's not more expensive. It's just like a marginal difference in price. And it's really important that you don't lock yourself into a closet. You want to be exposed to as many regions as possible. So .com is the way to go. Make sure that your exact name is available. If it's not available, there are plenty of other options out there. So be more creative and find a better name. And this will pretty much cover you in terms of making sure that your podcast name is unique. Make sure that you look on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, make sure that they don't have any podcasts that resemble your podcast in terms of names. Even if it's like slightly different, right? So for example, instead of the Pod Files, it's called the Bot Files or the Pod Documents or something like that. You don't want to come up with a name that is very close to their name. So just adding another letter or anything like that, it will not protect you for infringement. You could actually get into issues even though you slightly manipulated the way the name looks or the name sounds. So that's really, really important. So the third point I want to cover today is the branding opportunities you may miss if you don't name your podcast correctly. So for example, let's say you have a podcast name idea and you just put a podcast name and then maybe you put that extension that I told you about, which will give you a little bit more visibility. But maybe adding the company brand in the name would be a good idea, or adding the host name in the brand. That may also be a good idea, especially if the host is well known. That could actually expose the podcast to the people that follow that particular person, or that person could actually create a personal brand and his name or her name will show up on all the different platforms. And obviously Google will start learning about that person, and then you can trigger, for example, a knowledge panel, and then you can trigger more visibility to your brand, which is really, really important. If you want, I would advise that you add by, for example, SaaSPod or with Adam Morgan, for example. You want to do that in order for you to capitalize on the name of your podcast, adding a person or a company brand on the name may actually make it more unique, and at the same time will help the visibility of your podcast or will help boost your personal or company brand. Now, another bonus tip I'm going to give you, and I'm not going to show you how to do it exactly, I'm just going to tell you about it, and if you want, you can research about it and do it, or you can wait for me to post a video because I'm going to make another video on this. So make sure you subscribe to my channel so you can get notified when I actually upload this video. But one thing that you might want to do to further embed your authority on that podcast name, you might want to register that podcast name as an entity on a website such as Wikidata. So for example, if I go here and search for the Podfiles, you will see that this is registered here as an entity. And what that does, it provides more context about what the podcast is, who is the host of the podcast, what business owns that podcast, in what country this podcast originates from, when it was launched. All these details that are really, really helpful, they are actually used by Google, for example, to create a knowledge panel for your podcast or to organize the data into what we call a knowledge graph. And that will place your podcast name and give it context, basically. That's what it does. And then you can link this to another brand. For example, if the podcast is owned by, let's say, a company, you can link who is the company that owns that podcast, and it will really, really help creating logic around your name and obviously give you more exposure. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. As you already figured it out, it is really important for the algorithm to push the podcast up. And also, if you listen on Spotify, don't forget to follow us on Spotify. And there is a YouTube version of this episode as well with visuals and screen sharing. It's slightly different. It's not the same as this episode, but it covers the same topic. So if you want to go on YouTube and check that version as well, you're welcome to do so. And I would really appreciate if you give a subscribe there as well. So thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.